For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we are exploring some important TikTok updates, including TikTok looking to compete with Instagram in a whole new way with a completely separate app. Also, a possible TikTok ban in the US in the news in a big way. So we'll update you on that. And on the e-commerce side, TikTok continuing to go all in with some new features. And we'll update you on those and more right now. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard, host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a production from Social Media Examiner. We break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
AI has been a massive disruptive force over the past year. That's why we're excited to announce our brand new show, introducing AI Explored. It's a weekly show hosted by me, Michael Stelzner. If you want to understand how to put AI to work, this is the show for you. Each week, we'll dive deep into using AI to your advantage. We're talking the practical, tactical stuff that I know you're probably craving. Search for AI Explored on your favorite podcast app, and happy listening.
Today, I'm joined by Kenya Kelly. Kenya is a TikTok and Instagram Reels expert who runs a social media agency and is host of the Kenya Kelly podcast. Kenya, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jerry. Glad to be here.
So let's talk first about TikTok Sounds for Business. So this is one of those things where TikTok is really getting their creators involved, but adding more tools. So tell us what this is, and then I want to play a couple of the samples here in just a second to kind of help people visualize it. So what are these TikTok Sounds for Business?
Yeah, so I'm very excited about this because one of the complaints that businesses have on TikTok is you can't use certain sounds, like certain things that people are saying or just musical things. They just feel very cheesy or just not things that people would want to use. But now TikTok has heard them and they have hired or sourced creators to actually create sounds that businesses could use in their videos and their ads and all the things. Personally, I think this is brilliant and I was very excited when I saw it.
So these voices that they hired, these creators that are well known on TikTok, obviously, do you think that they're so well known that like when somebody hears them, for a lot of active TikTok viewers, they'll be like, oh my God, that's so-and-so.
For some of them, but okay. I think that if it was someone like the name Michaela, that girl has quite the voice and everybody knows that voice through and through. But no, I don't think that it's going to be like, oh, it's so-and-so, unless they are big fans of that person.
Okay. I was just kind of curious. So when I saw this, I was like, okay, what is this? How does this work? How are we going to use this? So I want to play you a couple of them. So these are basically voice audios that you can add to your own content. And the neat thing is you could come in and listen to some of these and immediately go, oh, I can make a video about that, right? So this first one is called It's Just Me by @MattBouchel.
It's just me. No one else is here. It's just me. Running all of this? Yeah, running all of this. It's just me. You might be like, hey, is there someone in the back? No, there's no one in the back. It's just me. You might be saying to yourself, wait a second, can I speak to a manager? Guess what? That's also me. It's always me. It's always just me.
So obviously for a solopreneur or a small business owner, that could be something fun and you show yourself in the different parts of your business. And
yep.
I did appreciate the, oh, did you want to talk to a manager? Hi. Yeah. I'm here. So, and you could also obviously take these ideas and do the voiceover yourself too, if you'd prefer. Let me play you one more. This is called Me Versus the Label Printer, which I always thought was kind of clever.
I was talking to myself one day in the mirror and I said, self, if you're not the one to make this unusually specific and niche business proposal, then who will? Ever since then, it's been a holy war between me and the label printer. I don't know.
So there you go. Just a couple of, you know, that one will be fun, obviously, if you had a very specific, unique niche or as an ability to, even if you're in a crowded niche, to spotlight something specific that is, you know, that you do within your niche or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so. For sure. Mm-hmm. I love this. Yeah.
Yeah. So have you used any of them yet?
No, because I don't have a business account. I have a personal account. So I can use all the other sounds on TikTok.
Okay.
There's way more sounds there, but I haven't used it.
Okay. All right. So update on the possible TikTok ban here in just a second. But if you have been struggling to produce high quality content on LinkedIn, consistently keeping up with a content calendar can be challenging. So we want to invite you to learn strategies for using LinkedIn Live to engage with your audience from LinkedIn Pages expert Michelle J. Raymond. You can discover how to create one live video that's easily adapted to a variety of content types, helping you fill your content calendar more efficiently. This is a training that is available only to members of the Social Media Marketing Society. And if you join today, you'll get instant access to that and over 100 other training sessions, including that one there. So go to socialmediasociety.info to become a member of the society today. Again, socialmediasociety.info. So it feels like we've been talking about the possible TikTok ban for 10 years now. You know, TikTok didn't exist that long ago. But here's the latest, and then we'd love to just kind of get you to chime in. So here in the United States, they're proposing a bill that will force the company to divest TikTok or face a ban. And in the half of our government, in half of our Congress, the House of Representatives passed this bill. Now it's up to the Senate to turn around and pass it. And then it would become a law. A couple things to know. If it got passed, TikTok would have 6 months to make changes or adapt it. So if all of a sudden you're putting your energy as a marketer into TikTok now, it's not like tomorrow it's going to be gone.
Right.
I would love to know like how many things pass on one side of the government and then completely fail on the other side. I'm guessing it happens pretty frequently. And being a U.S. resident, I can tell you that this is a very popular talking point in a presidential election year. So they're talking about it because it gets them in the press. So
yes.
I think those are all things to consider. But what are your thoughts as we've arrived to this point on this, Kenya?
I think that I'm very surprised that it made it past the House. But at the same time, because we're in an election year, I think it's a hot topic to talk about. I hadn't crossed my mind about the whole press thing, but that makes a whole lot of sense from a PR perspective. I do not think that it's actually going to go all the way through. I mean, it just does not make sense for how we do business as a government. It also doesn't make sense in terms of them putting millions of US Americans out of business when we're already dealing with a financial crisis, so to speak, and you're trying to get elected. So if you're like fighting against millions of people that could get you elected or not, I don't think that it's in their best interest to go through with this, but I feel like there's a lot of things that are under the table that, of course, we're not seeing.
And politically, this isn't new. I mean, my wife worked in news talk several years ago now, and even back then, anytime somebody decided to talk about the dangers of TikTok, they would make it in the news. So
yeah.
It's been that way a long time. All right. On a much lighter note, TikTok is creating a new app separate from TikTok. So not a new feature, but a new app. And for those of you listening, Kenya just shook her hands excitedly. So tell us about this new app that's being developed.
Yes. What we're learning about it is called TikTok Notes. That's what we think it is. And it's going to be a photo sharing app. We look at it as this is TikTok's version of what Instagram kind of used to be. And a lot of people are very, very excited about this because while some of us love being on video, there's a large amount of people who say, I don't want to show up on video ever or as often. And I really feel like this is a really cool new thing that TikTok is doing. Now, the one thing that I've been kind of noting is that I think that, remember when Threads came out and Threads connected to Instagram? So you had a million or however many millions of people that immediately joined Threads and it became the number one, whatever. I am hoping that when TikTok rolls this out, that it's integrated with TikTok, because I'm a TikTok girl. I hope that it like beats, you know, the numbers of like Meta on how they got up to the users, but just from a competitive standpoint. But I think it's a really cool app feature that they're coming out with.
Yeah, I love that you're competitive about it. And I immediately thought of Threads as well. And I'm sure using Threads as a case study, they'll absolutely connect them in that way. I kind of looked at it as like TikTok for when you can't have the sound on too, from a consumer standpoint. Because if I'm somewhere where I don't have headphones and I don't have sound, I know captions are there and all that. I never watch TikTok without the sound though. So that's where I think it's kind of a cool opportunity. And like you said, to reach new people. So it'll be interesting to see how that all rolls out. All right, let's talk e-commerce. TikTok, you know, we knew almost a couple of years ago now, they were talking about building distribution warehouses and hiring people from Amazon, and they are all in on e-commerce. So tell us about these updates around e-commerce with TikTok.
Yeah. And I was actually at an event with TikTok, like the head person over that. And then the guy sitting next to me was on that same team. The thing that TikTok is rolling out is just, I mean, it's mind blowing. But right now, one of the first things is about TikTok Promote and the Ads Manager. So the way that it works is that you don't have to have a main account on TikTok to run ads. You can just do ads.tiktok.com. But then also there is like a feature on TikTok where you can run a video and then you can hit promote. It's kind of like a boost on Facebook. And with the promote feature and the ads manager, they were not connected, and so to speak. But now let's just say you have your account on TikTok and you put a content there and you use promote or what have you. You also can then take what you've done well with on your account on TikTok with promote, and you can now run that using the ads manager. But also one of the features of TikTok is that if you have a business account and you're working with, let's just say me as an influencer and I create content, I can turn on the code where you can now take my video that's on my account and you can run it as a like a boosted ad or what have you. Well, now that same type of content could also then be kind of synced into the TikTok ads manager as well. So it's just a really good seamless way of having great content that is posted on your account or on creators you've worked with and being able to run them as the specific ads through the ads manager portal.
Yeah. And if we look at Meta as the example for this, I mean, boosting versus ads manager is the same thing. I was talking to somebody about the other day, there used to be a whole nother way to run ads on Facebook. And we couldn't even remember what it was called in the moment, but slowly but surely the simple tool sort of merges with the more complex tool. And it's a really nice opportunity, I think, for marketers to get their toes wet and paid with the promote thing, and then eventually start to work in more of those tools, which is great. So
exactly.
All right. We've got some more e-commerce updates as well.
So then we have the video shopping ads. And so the way it always has been is that when TikTok rolled out video shopping ads, it's basically where you can run an ad. And if like me in this jacket, of course, someone they can see and they can click on it, and then they're able to purchase that based upon your inventory that you've kind of put there on TikTok. But also what used to be is that if I went into search and just searching for Reddit, whatever my topic is, I would see a video that was there that was paid to be there. But what it looks like that is happening is that now, not only when I go to search, but it's going to be very strategic and targeted, not just with like a still video, but like carousels and other things like that. Right, Jerry?
I think that's my interpretation too. Well, and they're also making it easier for your ads to show up on the search page. So this is obviously how Google makes their money, which would be huge. And then it looks like if you use Shopify too, there's lots of integrations there, which make it much simpler too. So I've never sold physical products, but I'm kind of like, man, they sure are making it easy to get eyeballs on things and then make it easier for people to buy too. So all right. So TikTok Shop and Shop Ads also has an update as well that you were going to update us on.
Yeah. So basically with TikTok Shop now, if you have a physical product and if you put your inventory obviously on TikTok, people are able to purchase a product directly there on TikTok Shop. Well, now what they have is that if you run at, let's say you run ads to this jacket and you have the inventory on TikTok Shop, now I've got this video that's running, and then a pop-up is going to come up where you can actually buy this jacket. You click on it, it's going to take you directly on the inside of TikTok Shop. A person can buy it just like that. I mean, it's like 1, 2, 3 of being able to buy something on TikTok and also sell your products on TikTok.
Well, they're removing the friction, right? Which is everything.
Yeah.
That's been the big struggle a lot on Instagram. And I know Instagram Shop has gotten better, but if you think about Instagram back in the day and it's like, hey, want this? Click the link in my profile. And then it's like, okay, so now I got to stop watching what I'm doing. I got to go to your profile. Instagram would make you confirm that you wanted to visit the profile. Then I click your link and your multi-link link comes up. And I have to remember which one I had to click. Like, I mean, it was a lot of friction.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is great. Any way to remove any of that. If they ever do it for, you know, digital products, I'm there. That sounds amazing.
No. And I'll tell you this, we're not talking about this today, but TikTok series, just wait when that comes back. That is going to be what you're talking about with digital products.
Okay. I'm going to remember that you said that. That sounds awesome. All right. So some creator updates. They're now rolling out Creator Search Insights, some new one of those for us to kind of understand what types of topics are doing well on TikTok, right?
Yes, for sure. So when we're looking for content ideas, oftentimes we will go to answerthepublic.com or other places. Well, TikTok is making this even easier in terms of giving you creative ideas on what to create content around. And so now if you go into the search on TikTok, you just type in Creator Search Insights, it'll pop up really quickly. And it's going to tell you, first of all, here is what is currently trending on TikTok, these topics. And if you want to create content around it, click here, you're going to see all the different content around these trending topics. But also, if you click on For You, it's going to tell you, based upon you and the type of content that you create, here's the content that you should actually create, like all the way from the top and down to the bottom, that's going to perform the best on the platform. But also, if you happen to be enrolled in a TikTok rewards program, where basically they help boost your videos, when you're using the content in any of those things from the search insights, you're going to get even more rewards from using that content.
Wow.
For creating content around those topics.
Okay. Well, and my favorite part of this is where it says you're going to be able to filter for content gaps. You know, one of the things with, you know, I'm primarily a YouTuber historically, and you know, you get going on YouTube by creating videos that aren't being served, right? The people are searching for them. And so that's beautiful. That's, yeah. I mean, that, thank you, TikTok. Like that's awesome. All right. Here at Social Media Examiner, we're always watching not just what the companies are saying, but also where are they putting their emphasis? Because it gives us an idea of what they're going to do next and what's worth investing our time into and not. And live, TikTok Live is something that they keep coming back to, right? Over and over and over again. And then also this, the subscriber thing where people can kind of pay to get exclusive stuff from you if they follow you. So they're testing some more live subscriber perks. What have you seen with these, Kenya?
So one of the things that's happening on TikTok for a while is, of course, creators want to find ways to monetize. How can I make more money? Because like most people are like, I don't want to go back to work. And so what's been happening is that you can get gifts and badges and people can subscribe to your live streams. But now there are a lot more features, such as when someone is a subscriber of yours, they can choose what the topic of your live stream is going to be. So it incentivizes me as the viewer that is subscribing to someone's, you know, live streams, that I get to actually have an active role in what I'm going to experience here, which is awesome. It makes you feel like you have some level of control. But also they're going to prioritize subscribers with multi-guest. So I think what that means is that multiple people are able to request themselves to be in your live stream if they are a subscriber. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work because they already have some of that, but not sure how that's going to work. But it also says it's going to prioritize response to subscriber comments. And so that reminds me of like YouTube. When I'm watching somebody's YouTube video and they have their chats and all that turned on, like the comments you see more than anything highlighted is typically those that are actually paying to, and they're in the community or what have you. And it looks like TikTok is adapting that exact same feature, which is encouraging the person that's watching content to pay to be a part of, to be subscribed. That way their comment or their question is going to show up. And as the actual creator of the live stream, that's going to encourage us to talk more about why they should subscribe. Like me, I teach a lot on TikTok about business. And if I start using that subscriber feature and people are joining my lives and they want me to prioritize their question or their comment, I'm going to encourage them to subscribe, which I'm going to get paid, but also TikTok's going to get paid. And the person paying is going to get exactly what they came there for and not get lost in the sea of comments or what have you.
Yeah. And I know all this is in testing and we haven't seen a lot of it yet, but this whole like let you pick the topic of your next live. Because obviously any of us can do that in a post, right? Like, what should I go live about? So is this something where it's like in, is your understanding that it's like sort of built in, like Kenya is going to go live Tuesday at 10, which of these three things should she talk about kind of thing? Is that what you would envision?
I think I envision it being more so when they are actually inside of a live.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe when they're in the live that they're like, what should we talk about today? And they can choose, and or if we're going to our next live stream, maybe they can choose the next topic for that, because I haven't quite seen a lot of interactions happening outside of the live stream, but it's more so it happens a lot when they're actually in there. But again, I'm not a huge live streamer that tries to get paid through streaming, so I'm not quite 100% sure on that. But that's a cool, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
That's way cooler than what I was envisioning, because I was like, well, any of us can say, what do you want to hear? But for I can even see, you know, like, let's say in, you know, if you do long live streams and you're going to cover a bunch of different topics, people could vote. And that could not only be what you talk about, but even the order that you went in. So so that the most popular topics came first. But also that would show, like, let's say you were going to cover all the topics at some point. Let's say there were five. Well, then that would also show people what was coming up without you having to say it.
Correct.
Which would be really cool too. So yeah, I love that. All right. Quick reminder, you can go to socialmediasociety.info right now to become a member of the Social Media Marketing Society and get that LinkedIn training with Michelle J. Raymond. Again, socialmediasociety.info. And Kenya, where's the best place people can discover more about you?
Yes, guys. So I am all over the internet. We are focused heavily on growing our YouTube channel and Instagram. So if you come and follow me at Kenya Kelly on any of the socials, and then also my marketing podcast, the Kenya Kelly Podcast.
Very nice. And a couple more podcasts to add to your listening lineup, the Social Media Marketing Podcast, as well as the Marketing Agency Show. Those are available anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Search for them and make sure you get subscribed. And until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
If you're like so many fellow marketers and creators and entrepreneurs, you're probably wondering, how do I put AI to work? Well, be sure to listen to the AI Explored podcast, a new show from Social Media Examiner, hosted by yours truly, Michael Stelzner. Again, check out the AI Explored podcast.